We're joined by our friend Simon, Simon Evans, for a look at the weather. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Matt, John. Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I was up about, must have been about 7 o'clock, just looking at the weather in America and everything else going on in the world globally, and the football as well, which is looking fantastic. I watched the football match on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, yeah, 1 o'clock it finished this week, and it was an amazing match. I've never seen a football match like that in my life. It was so, so fantastic. They beat the Matildas, the Australians, not the host nation out of England, and I give all the Lion Nations the best of the best luck they can get.
Yeah.
And I think they really will shine the UK into another golden age of World Cup final winning, finally winning it. I'm pretty sure today we'll win it.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. I think whatever happens, you know, to get this far is amazing, particularly as it's the women's team as well. I mean, what do you think that, you know, the fact that they're in the final, what do you think that's saying for women's football? Do you think that's sending out a really positive message?
I think it's a massive positive message, because I used to play at a part school with ladies and girls in my school, and we did quite well working as a team, and I just think, you know, it's wonderful. Even my sister, she plays a rugby team in London, around Brixton, and she does a good job when she plays for the team, and she's really very energetic, and I think it's great that women have the chance to do things like men can do now, which is fantastic. I clean the house, which women used to do a long time ago. I think it's a better world we live in now for everyone, gender-wise. I think it's fantastic, and I think it's great for the women's team that have got this far in the World Cup. I think it proves that it's time for a change completely, and I think the gender gap for pay should be equal for men and women, in my opinion, by now, at least.
There is still a long way to go. I mean, women's football, the profile's been raised a lot, which is fantastic, but, you know, you've got the pay and some other sort of bits that need to be sorted out. But it's moving in the right direction, and it must be an amazing feeling for the Lionesses, you know, this morning waking up knowing that today is such an historic day, you know, at that final later. I just wondered what's going through their minds at the moment. I wonder if they're nervous at all. I'd imagine they probably would be, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe a little bit, but I think if you just stay positive and just think of one step at a time. It's like when I walk to London, you take one step at a time, you think, I'll see how far I can get, see if I can get to the next step. If you think about the whole thing, it's like me at work, it shows that I've got a bit stressed out. I overthought on the job a little bit. I just didn't think it was done. Then you're just going to fall apart. You've just got to take it one step at a time. Otherwise, you're going to fall apart just fall to pieces.
Of course. Don't just overload yourself. Yeah. But a lot of pressure as well. I mean, the whole world watching the team as they take out there. So it's a massive thing for their careers. Massive thing for women football. It's a historic day. And the weather then, I mean, for the match later, 11 o'clock kickoff in Australia. Do you know what the weather's going to be like in Sydney later for them?
Hi, 17 Celsius, it'll be clear and beautiful stars and moonlight to look at tonight.
Okay, so is that going to be good conditions to play football, do you think?
Yeah, it's perfect temperature, cool northeasterly to a northwesterly wind, and about 6 miles per hour. So it's going to be quite calm weather, so it won't be anything too challenging for the ladies to play in.
And what's been interesting is the fact that England beat Australia, and now I'm hearing that actually, you know, in Australia, media on the TV, on the radio, they're not really talking about the final.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think they can't stomach it. Like they got kicked off in the Matildas, and they just can't stand they lost again. And they are actually our cousins, the Australians, because we sent our own cousins over there. It was like a prison camp, Australia, originally. Originally, the people were Aboriginal people, and they were there before us British people, and we just took sent our own prisoners over there, and then they started taking over Australia bit by bit.
Yeah.
Basically.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, what have you been up to then, besides watching the football? What's been happening in your world this week?
Well, I've been out and about, around the Bluebay White Line yesterday, and I've done a weather forecast for next week's weather forecast. I can't remember what it's called, but it was a good one. And, yeah, I've just been quite busy this week, doing lots of things. And I went back to your house a few days ago.
Yes.
That little show.
You did.
A funny session.
Yep.
Or whatever, makeover.
Yeah, and you got to meet my cat as well. You got to meet Magic.
Yeah, he was lovely. He was a lovely cat, John. He was really nice.
Yeah. He's jumped over the fence first thing this morning, so I don't think he likes listening to the show. He likes to get out in the fresh air. I don't blame him, honestly.
It's a final. The first weekend we've had in decent weather for the sixth weekend of those. Finally, it's the first decent weather we've had this weekend for six. I'm not joking. Six weeks. It's been that long. Things have been this pleasant, but nice weather. And it's the first weekend I think we've had no train strikes in the world.
Oh, there you go. Nice. See, everything's come together for perfect day, for perfect Sunday. I'm going to be pressure washing my mum's patio and scraping weeds out later. So that's what I've got to look forward to after the football.
Indeed.
So, the weather then, I mean, we mentioned it's going to be a nice day today, but what's going to be happening over the coming days as we go into next week?
Across Woking Town? Well, I think you're talking about it being very interesting and nice and pleasant. High about 25, 26 Celsius on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it does break down on Wednesday and Thursday as current moment. It could change its forecast. And it gets cooler and wetter as you get into September, I'm afraid. It doesn't look like... This could be our last bit of summer next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, as you want a hot temperature, 25, 26 Celsius. It's the last bit of the summer. I'm not sure about this September. We have an Indian summer. End of September is October. It's possible, but I think it's been very unlikely because we just haven't had the temperatures they've had in Maine now and southeastern and southern parts of Europe, unfortunately, this year. And I think we're probably looking at it might be quite a cool and maybe a little bit chilly autumn this year, especially in November. I think we might get frost for a change. I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. Last autumn was quite warm, so we'll see. John.
Well, you mentioned November. I mean, that seems quite seasonal. It should be cold in November, shouldn't it, really?
Officially, yeah. In January, you should get frost and even a little bit of snow. We did a couple of years ago, not last year, but I think it was 2022, we got snow in November, a little bit of snow. Except for a little bit. It wasn't a lot of snow, but... Yeah, it did get a little bit of snow, which was bizarre because of La Nina in that year, I think 2022, but it didn't make any sense of that, but there you go.
Yeah.
Where it goes, I don't know. There you go.
Well, there you go. But for now, we can make the most of the next few days. We're going to get some nice weather, which is really good. You know, in last week or so of the summer holidays, last couple of weeks for summer holidays, you know, trips to the beach and all those outdoor things sort of could be on the agenda then.
Oh, yeah, I'll be going up and down the train next week. And to Bournemouth, and then nice. I'll be going on a train up to London Waterloo and then to Wayne, and I'm going to be in a lot of train driving next week because while the train's not on strike, I take the bars of a
nice,
cool, normal train service day.
There you go. Make the most of it. Enjoy yourself, and we can watch it on your YouTube videos, which you post.
Simon A.G. Evans.
Yes, Simon A.G. Evans. Go and check that out on YouTube, and we can see what you get up to. But Simon, for now, thank you for coming on. And it's always nice to speak to you when you've got good news about the weather. We're going to get a nice day. I like the sound of that.
Indeed, we will today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Simon, and we'll catch up very soon.